All right, so let's begin. So we left off on page Kuf Samech Beis. So just to reorient ourselves a little bit, what the Mechaber was suggesting was this idea that all activity in life really falls into one of two categories. A person could be a nosing, a giver, or a person could be a Mechabel, a receiver. And the goal in life ultimately is to be a nosing, is ultimately to be a giver. But however, what he pointed out is we are conditioned to be takers from a young age because when we're children, by definition, we have no choice but to take. So therefore, again, life is all about undoing that initial orientation. So he says the following. If you take a look, we left off in the middle of the section over here, Kuf Samech Beis. Ha'olam u'gesher tzar. Actually, let's the paragraph lochein. It's 1, 2, 3. It's the fourth paragraph down. Lochein al derech klal bevandai shechilek me'achayim shalanu morkov mekabalah. Therefore, it goes without saying that part of our life is made up of receiving, taking. V'kan tamunakoshi. And here is the difficulty of life. Ki ilu ha'adam hayayachol libnos ma'arecha shalchayim. If a person were able to build a personality that was just a personality of giving, just to be a giving individual, life, he says, life would be a lot easier. Now, it's interesting that it says that it's easier to be a giver, meaning it would be easier in the long run for us if we were just able to focus on giving exclusively. But even after a person makes it, even if a person were to make a conscious decision that I want to be a giver and I don't want to be a taker, I want to be the kind of person that is always giving and not in the situation of taking. Every person will say has to take something. Every person has to take something. For example, on the simplest idea, we go to work in the morning, and why do we go to work in the morning? Why do you go to work in the morning? To get paid. V'hari shenishar achuz m'suyim shal kabbalah b'nefesh. Suppose that's an amazing thing. So at the end of the day, what we spend the bulk of our hours on each and every day is to the purpose of taking. I want to get paid. It's true, I have to produce in order to go ahead and get paid. But at the end of the day, that the act of getting paid is an act of kabbalah. That's an act of taking. He says, "Lachin, I'm sorry. Who holy chlavel abokim kirotz maskoret v'harin shalchuz m'suyim shalkavala v'nefesh. Lachin ha'ismodedus pachayim ina kala klal klal. Different people say life is this difficult balance. That's why, again, as much as I want to be a giver, by definition, we spend most of the hours of our day engaged in a process in order for something that we could take home with us. Adam kimat muchrach lachalutin lios kamikabel. A person, no matter how much a person wants to go and be a giver." Be a nosing, every person has to be on some level of a makabel, a taker, a receiver as well. Ha'olam hu gesher tzar. The world is a narrow bridge. Anachnu posim al shevil dak mod. We walk on a very narrow path. Va'alim ladas ulahakir. Hechon hanisuf shal hakabalah. Vehechon hanisuf shal hanisina. That's we have to be very careful to try to figure out the right balance between giving and taking. Aval mekomol sha'ad mochroch lakabel. But in situations now, we'll say now we're going to focus a little bit more on these type of situations where a person has to be a taker. Even in those situations where I have to be makabel, the olam alav l'shatif im makabel agam nesina. A person has to go ahead and make sure that even with every single act of taking, there is an act of giving. And we'll discuss how that's done in just a moment. Kilomar, yesh chilek sha'adam tzarech laseis l'shem nesina bilvat. Belishim Kabbalah. So we'll say what comes out is there's a third category in life. There's what category one is an act of giving, is an act of giving without any receiving in return. So we'll say if I'm driving, I'm at an intersection, and a young child wants to cross the street, and I let him. Zohi nesina l'shum nesina. So we'll say when I do that nice act for the kid and I let the kid cross the street, that is an act of nesina. That is an act of giving. It's an unadulterated act of giving. There's nothing in return for me in that situation. אבל יש שם כמו שאמרנו, חלוקים בחיים שאדם מוכרח גם לקבל. But there are other times in life where I have to receive, I have to be a taker. Im zos ha'adam mukhrach shegam kasher hu mekabel. Person has to be careful that even in those kind of situations where I have to take, zuli l'zu lo tiyah kabbalah bilvad. It shouldn't only be an act of taking. V'chol kabbalah l'hachnis v'lo nisina kala b'yoser. The goal is to go ahead and in that act of taking, to introduce some act of giving. So we'll say what comes out is there are three different categories of actions. There is a pure act of giving, nisina. There is a pure act of taking, kabbalah. And then there's a third hybrid model where I have to go ahead and take, but somehow it's an act of nisina, of kabbalah, but even within that act of taking, I somehow go ahead and what? Manage to go ahead and give something as well. So let's focus on that third category. Kavana gam lahiti v'mazua. So we'll say, remember, the most difficult, the most startling example of this, the Mechad wants to suggest is work, right? Because what happens? Again, why do we go to work? At the end of the day, we go to work because we want to get paid. Because we want to get paid. So here it is that we spend the bulk of our day doing something that really we're doing for the sake of receiving. So look what he writes. Kavana gam lahiti mazulas. Having kavana, having intent to do good with the other. Achein, excuse me, etein kama dugmaos al menas laham chish hasadvam. Let me give you a couple of examples in order to drive the point home. Page kuf samich gimel. Yeshno adam shetafkido letatea es rechovos Tel Aviv. So we'll say, let's say a person has a job, his new job is, he's a street cleaner. I sweep, I'm a street sweeper. Sweeper, yeah. I am the street sweeper of Tel Aviv. Now, we'll say again, that's a schus. No, I take it. So you go ahead, I clean the streets of Tel Aviv. So what happens? Who obeyed mitama iria, mekabel maskoret. So what happened? I work for the municipality and I receive a salary. Haratzon shelo lekabel mugdar maod. So we'll say again, when I do this job, so my intent is very clear. Who wrote to Shetielo Parnasa, Bisov Hachodish Bekavit? I will say, what do I want? I want to make a salary and I want to earn an honorable living. Ulushin Kahu Omeit Umarviach Eslachmo Biosha. And I will say, therefore, what do? I put in honest day's work every single day. Harisha Zohi Kabbalah Lechora Beloshimusian. I will say, again, said first glance, this is an act of giving, excuse me, of receiving without any giving. So again, I'm showing up for work every single day. I'm working, I'm getting my salary, I go home. Hulo menake rechovos l'shem ha-rechovos yunikim. Well, at the end of the day, why am I sweeping the streets? I'm not sweeping the streets so the streets should be clean. That's not really why I'm sweeping them. Ella, who wrote the maskoras? I'm sweeping the streets because that's my job. If I don't do it, I'm not going to get paid. Im adam haya omer lo. For example, I will say, if a person were to say to me, Ani eshalim lecha maskores, gam belisha tavot. Let's say, imagine the following scene. Somebody calls me up and says, listen, good news, I want to pay you your salary and you don't even have to go to work. Haya omer, what would I say? Tadar rabba, umafsik lavot. What would I do, Rabbi? So I'd say, thank you so much, and I'd stop to work. Hari shehazihui hapashut shal melachto, he kabbalah b'li nisina. So we'll say, when you frame it, and again, he's using the example of the street sweeper, but you could plug your own career into this as well. He says, at the end of the day, we spend the bulk of our day engaged in a process that really is one of kabbalah, really is one of nisina, of receiving. We want to get a salary. And if somebody were to tell me I could collect a salary without working, I would do that. Not only that, take it a step further. I think the opposite model is even stronger. If somebody were to say to me, you know what, you're doing a great job and you are providing such an invaluable service. And, you know, we really want to recognize you for everything you've done. Just one little detail. We can't pay you anymore. Can't pay you anymore. But we want you to know how much we value you and how much we love you. So the truth is, most people would not say, you know what, this work is so meaningful that I'm willing to do it even without any money. That's how important it is to me. Even if you stop paying me, no problem. I'm going to show up and work just as hard. So the whole idea, says the Mechaber, is that the act of parnasa that we do is we do it ultimately. It's an act of kabbalah. It's an act of receiving. So how do you understand that this is spiritually problematic? Because if at the end of the day, I'm spending the bulk of my day doing something that in its essence is an act of kabbalah, an act of receiving, that's not what I'm aiming towards. I'm aiming towards being the kind of person who is a nosim, who is a giver. So how do you become a giver when the bulk of your day is spent taking? So look what he writes. Aval kasher, kasher ha'adam hemik b'nafsho. But when you dig a little bit deeper down in your soul, humame desachaim kinesina, afilu kishuhu menaki rechobos, vu'ose zos l'man maskores, tzarech lios rak pen echad b'tfisaso. B'mitzius kam baboker, umenaki, should I get up in the morning? I clean the streets. Achashe'ilo ma kavanosu b'maso. But I have to ask myself a simple question. What's my kavana through my actions? B'vandai, Shakavana ha'ikaris, hiritsono b'maskores shetinasin lo b'sobachovich. I'm not gonna lie about it. Right? When I work, at the end of the day, I want to get paid. Aval yachad im zos sheyachshuv shu'ose tova la'anoshim sheyelchu b'ruchovos v'yargishutov. So I'll say, what he says over here is, at the end of the day, there is a way to inject an element of nesina in this as well. It's true. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing it? I want to get paid. But you know what? If while I'm doing my job because I want to get paid, I also think about that, you know what? I am providing a service. And Beryl and Reuven and Shmerel, and they're going to walk down the street. And you know what? They're going to have a nicer experience because they're walking on a cleaner street. I'm a nosing also. I'm able to go ahead and be a giver. Again, I'm not fooling myself. I'm not doing this for Reuven. I'm not doing this for the pedestrians. I'm doing it for me because I want to get paid. But at the end of the day, in addition to wanting to get paid, if I could provide a service that makes people a little bit happier, that contributes to their walking experience just a little bit more, that's the act of nesina. That's the act of giving that I can go ahead and inject into this. Nachon, im lo yishamu yazav ha'avoda. Shabbat, we'll stop over here for today. But this idea is a very powerful one. So what the Mechaber is suggesting is that even in those actions that have the appearance of being absolutely taking in nature, the job of the Jew is to try to inject some element of giving, try to inject some element of nesina, some element of giving to the other, even if that is not my primary motivation. All right, we'll continue in Mirza Shem with this tomorrow.
Where is the giving from us to you? Where is the giving in this situation where you're teaching, we're receiving?
The giving is the act of listening. Again, you know, there's no greater zechus in life to be able to give over Torah. So the notion of having people who are listening, who are learning, that's an act of giving.